the minhag of playing dreidel in both halacha and agada. What is the background of this custom? Why is it done? May one play for gambling purposes for the sake of money, chocolate coins, and the like? And what is the law regarding Shabbos? So quite interestingly, we don't actually find the dreidel playing custom recorded in the classical sources, certainly not the Talmud or Rishonim, and not even in the Achrayim, Bali HaShulchan Aruch, the Nesei Kelim, etc. And while playing this game is certainly a Jewish tradition of many generations, its first record is in a number of Chassidish Sfarim written by Talmidei and Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, as well as in other Sfarim. It's recorded in Eitzer Kol Menhagi Yeshurun, in Bnei Yisaschar, in Menhagi Chassam Sefer, in Imre Pinchas, or Pinchas of Karetz, and many other Chassidish Sfarim that are brought down in Kaivitz Ar Yisrael, volume 14, page 50, and in Nitei Gavriel, chapter 51, footnotes 1 through 2. For those interested in knowing all the exact sources. Whatever the case, there is no debate that this is a Jewish tradition. Two of the Sfarim which discuss this minhag write what is commonly known amongst many, that the background behind the dreidel game is that in the times of the Greeks, when it was prohibited to learn Torah, and the Greeks would come and check up on us if we were learning, what they would do was is that they would have the dreidel game ready, that if the Greeks would come, they would take out the game and close the books and hide them and just tell the Greeks they were in the middle of playing a game. And thus it was the dreidel game that allowed the Jewish people to continue the Torah education in that time. And as tradition to emphasize this, we therefore also customarily play the dreidel game throughout the days of Hanukkah. To emphasize, however, that we do not have any independent documentation as to exactly when the dreidel game became initiated amongst Jewish tradition, and if indeed this is what was done in the times of the Greeks, as stated by the above Svarim. Although certainly this is the tradition that most Yidden have received in regards to why we play dreidel. And that itself should hold substance to itself be a source. The Bnei Yisaschar, when he discusses the minhag of playing dreidel, he explains it according to Chassidus and Kabbalah, that it represents the subjugation of the Gentile kingdoms to the Jewish nation in the future time of the Geula. And so to another Chassidus Sfarim, they really enhance and praise this game as having divine and mystical meaning. Who is the playing of dreidel relevant for? So the Sfarim that deal with the minhag, that record the minhag, as we mentioned, mainly mention in regarding to children and teenagers, na'arim. That is the crowd that would play this game on Hanukkah. But adults would not necessarily do so, especially adult men due to the Isra of Bittul Torah. Nonetheless, even adults may play on occasion, especially with their children, in order to fulfill the minhag Yisrael, and doing so does not involve prohibition of Bittul Torah, as it's being done in order to establish a Jewish custom. And so it is that many G'dayli Yisrael throughout history had a custom of playing dreidel, including the Chassam Sefer. However, this should only be done for a limited amount of time and on occasion, as adults should not use the days of Hanukkah for games and other mundane entertainment, but rather for Torah learning and Avedas Hashem, as recorded in the Shlach Kaddish, Hanukkah in the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha, that is the main intent of the usage of the days of Hanukkah, unlike today when it is spent with game playing. So the dreidel playing for adults, for men, needs to be limited. Now let's deal with the famous question, is it permitted to play dreidel for the sake of money, chocolate coins, in short, for gambling purposes? So as we have elaborated in an independent halacha regarding the laws of gambling, we've stated that there is a debate amongst the Paiskim as to whether gambling involves a stealing prohibition, midrabanan rabbinically, although we concluded that nonetheless, according to all opinions, there is still a prohibition involved, even if it's not a stealing one. And therefore, practically, according to all, it's forbidden to gamble either on Shabbos or during the week. So now let's define what is gambling. So of course, the classical understanding and definition of gambling is when people put their own money or other item of value in the pot, in the center, and whoever wins the game wins all the pieces, wins all the money. Was considered stealing or similar to stealing, being that the people who gave up their money didn't really intend to lose. Now, what about if the items all belong to one person, and let's say he's not even the one playing. He wants to see people play, and he's willing to give out his money to the winners. So he's funding the entire gambling of all the winners and the winners and losers will really not lose anything at all and only have to gain. So we find in Hilchos Shabbos in chapter 322, Halacha 6, a machlekes, a debate recorded regarding this matter, even regarding one's own family, and if a father may do a raffle to give out large and small pieces of food to the various family members. Some say it's forbidden due to gambling, as the Mishnah Berurah explains. That this itself is not actual gambling, as it all belongs to the father, but it can lead to gambling with others in a prohibited way, and therefore it's rabbinically forbidden. With other paiskim, the second opinion, the Machab, which is the opinion the Rambam rules, that it's permitted, being that it all belongs to the father, and there's no real gambling taking place. Practically, the final ruling in that debate is that we are stringent and it is forbidden to do so. Meaning that the gambling prohibition applies even between family members and even when all the items belong to the father of the home and he's giving it out to the winners. So based on all the above, it would seem regarding playing dreidel that it's forbidden to play for gambling purposes, for winning and losing purposes, even if the parents are the one who are going to be bankrolling all the players. They're giving the money to all the children, they're giving the chocolate coins to all the children, but children will lose and will win. So based on the first opinion, as which is the way we rule, it would be forbidden to do so. Nonetheless, practically, the widespread custom in Minhag Yisrael is to be lenient, to permit playing dreidel even for loss and gain, such as chocolate coins and chocolate lentils and other things of the like, and we are not machmir during the times of Hanukkah. So can already be found in the Tshuva of the Chavis Yoyer in Tshuva 126 that the custom back then was to permit playing games on Hanukkah, even though he doesn't explicitly write dreidel and gambling. From that Tshuva it's understood that they were more lenient in these laws on Hanukkah. And so explicitly write a number of Melakte and Peske Derenu that the minig is to be lenient on Hanukkah regarding this. Nonetheless, even so, this heter only applies if you're playing for small items, small value. However, for students, Talmidim, friends to get together and really gamble with big monies, for sure there's no heter whatsoever. It is not allowed to be done, not on Hanukkah, not any time of the year, due to the gambling prohibition. And the precedent to be lenient on Hanukkah is only, as we said, mainly with children and younger and teenagers, in which the items of value are much less than by regular gambling. Now let's discuss regarding playing dreidel on Shabbos. So the playing of dreidel on Shabbos enters into a number of halachic problems. There's an isser on Shabbos to play rolling games on the ground. There's likewise an isser on Shabbos to gamble, independent of the isser during the week. And thus, even if we had permitted dreidel gambling during the week, it wouldn't be allowed on Shabbos due to the independent Shabbos prohibition of gambling. Practically, the bottom line is as follows, as has been elaborated in length in the corresponding article, that it's forbidden to play dreidel on Shabbos. This prohibition applies even for children if they are doing so for the sake of winning and losing something. Even if all the items belong to the father and mother and they are bankrolling all the chocolate. It doesn't matter. It's forbidden to play dreidel on Shabbos for loss and gain because this is part of the independent Shabbos prohibition of gambling. However, to play without any item to win or lose, just to spin the dreidel, or to play in the make-believe that you're going to win something, such as you do get chocolate, but you give it back at the end of the game, and therefore nobody really gets anything out of their winning the game, then in such a case, it's permitted to be done, and it can even be done on the floor, on a tiled floor. Although it is proper to designate a special, beautiful Shabbos dreidel for this purpose in order to avoid any question of muks or ivdin dechal that may be relevant. Likewise, this should only be done by children and not by adults. Regarding playing dreidel with beans on Shabbos, so if the beans have been designated to be used annually for Shabbos dreidel playing, then it may be done as they're no longer considered muksa, being that they've been permanently designated for a permitted use. And there is no isser of bizui eichlin in such a case, being that its value is minor and it is being used for a useful purpose for the family, for the children. And is no different than using flour to make Play-Doh for children to play. We'll conclude with the main thing, and that is, even if you lose, don't be a sore loser. Nun gimel hei shin, whatever you get, by following this minhag Yisrael and playing dreidel, you'll always be a winner of establishing a Jewish minhag, and that should be your main focus in playing the game, and not necessarily to win an extra piece of chocolate or not. Children who are sore losers, however, and will get upset if they lose, then they should not be playing on Shabbos. Due to that, for them, it will be hepech, the opposite of Einik Shabbos, as writes Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.